Okay, so I want you to visualize something for a second. Imagine you're standing in the middle of like the world's biggest library. I mean, infinite shelves stretching out in every direction you can see.
That actually sounds pretty peaceful.
It does, right? But now imagine that every single second, a giant dump truck backs up. It just unloads 1,000 new books, 10,000 hours of video, and a million tweets right onto the floor.
Okay, that is significantly less peaceful. That's a nightmare.
But that's where we are. That is the internet today. We have this infinite shelf space, Spotify, YouTube, Google. They never, ever run out of room.
Yeah.
But the problem, the one thing nobody has a good answer for, is that we're human. We've got 24 hours in a day. The shelf space is infinite, but our attention is just violently finite.
Yeah, we call this the era of content saturation. It's pretty much the defining problem of the digital economy.
Exactly. So the question we're really wrestling with in this deep dives is, it's simple, but it's also kind of uncomfortable. In a world that demands infinite volume just to stay relevant, how do you even compete when you're physically limited by the clock?
Well, most people just try to run faster. They hire more writers, they work weekends, they burn out.
Right, which isn't a strategy, it's a panic attack. But the research we're looking at today suggests a totally different solution. It's not about writing faster, it's about building an industrial engine for media. We are talking about a tool called the Auto Content API.
And I want to be really clear right up front because I know how our listeners think. This is not another chat with a PDF tool. We are not talking about some glorified spell checker or a consumer chat, but this is about automating the entire production chain of media.
And to prove it, because I know API can sound a little dry, a little abstract, we're going to look at this technology through a very weird, very specific case study, a company called PedExec.
I have to admit, when I saw PedExec in the source pile, I did kind of scratch my head.
It's a cloud-based software suite, right? For pet businesses. So kennels, groomers, doggy daycares, they're part of the Jingray family, and Together Works Pet Care Product Group. But here's a twist, and this is why I picked them. If you go to their website right now, they are explicitly saying, we are no longer accepting new clients.
Which is, I mean, that's usually the death knell for a company. Or at the very least, it means you're shutting down marketing.
Exactly. They're pushing everyone to sign up with their sister company, Jinger. So here's my challenge to you. Why on earth would a company that's basically closing its front door need a massive industrial content engine?
And that is the perfect question. The answer is fascinating because it totally flips the script on why we even create content. Usually it's content equals sales, right? You write a blog post to get a new customer. But for PedExec, this is all about legacy management, migration strategy, and customer retention.
So keeping the old pack, that's what they call their users, keeping them happy while you're moving them to a new house.
Precisely. It's about managing a transition without just throwing human bodies at the problem. I mean, if you're not taking new revenue, you certainly can't afford to hire a whole new marketing team. You need automation to bridge that gap.
Okay, so let's look under the hood for a minute before we get back to the dogs and kennels. We need to define what this Auto Content API actually is. My first thought was, okay, isn't this just ChatGPT with a different wrapper?
No, and that's a really crucial distinction. It all comes down to the architecture. Tools like ChatGPT or Google's Notebook LM, those are what you'd call UI first. They're consumer tools. You log in, you type a prompt, you wait for the answer. It's a manual process. It's an assistant sitting next to you.
It's still one human driving one car.
Exactly. Auto Content API is API first. It's built for enterprise automation. It's what we call headless content production.
Headless. Okay, break that down for the non-coders listening.
It just means there's no front end where a person sits and types. It runs in the background, connecting different systems. So your input isn't a prompt you type. You can feed it URLs, huge PDF files, raw text, even YouTube videos. You just pipe the data in, and the engine churns out finished media assets.
And it's not just summarizing, is it? The documentation mentioned a transformation engine, which sounded important.
It's the brain of the whole operation. A lot of AI tools just shorten things. Here's a long article, make it a short bullet list. This engine, though, it uses specific recipes to change the format completely.
Okay, give me an example.
All right, so take a really dry 50-page instruction manual from PedExec on, like how to configure kennel capacity. You feed that into the API. The transformation engine doesn't just summarize it. It can rewrite it into a lively two-person dialogue script, like what we're doing now, or a full screenplay for a vertical video,
He can do that.
or a series of social media posts. It understands the structure of the output, not just the content of the input.
So it's basically alchemy, turning lead into gold. or at least boring PDFs into TikToks.
Pretty much. And we have to talk about the economics here because the numbers in the source material really stopped me in my tracks. They call it radical efficiency.
I saw that. I almost didn't believe the math on it.
Let's break it down. So, if you want to produce a high-quality podcast episode by hand recording, editing, mixing, all that, the source estimates it costs anywhere from, what, $150 to $500?
And honestly, that feels low if you're hiring pros and renting a studio.
Totally. Now, with Auto Content API, the cost to generate that same asset is between 10 cents and 2 euros. That's 10 to 200 credits in their system.
10 cents.
10 cents. And the speed is even crazier. You go from days or weeks of production time to minutes.
So if we apply this back to PeteXec,
yeah,
they got years of knowledge just trapped in their system. Manuals, help docs, old blog posts. But they're a legacy product. Right. They probably don't want to hire a new marketing team for something that's not even taking new signups.
Exactly. Their budget for PeteXec is likely zero or pretty close. They need to unlock all that value without increasing their burn rate. They've got to keep their existing clients happy and moving without hiring new support staff.
Which brings us to, I think, the first big nightmare for any legacy software company.
Yeah.
Support.
Oh, yeah. It's the biggest cost center.
For sure. If I'm a kennel owner at 7 a.m., dogs are barking, and I can't figure out how to update a vaccination record in PeteXec, I'm stressed. I do not want to read a manual.
And you definitely don't want to wait 24 hours for someone to email you back.
So normally I'd call support. That costs PeteXec money. How does the API fix this?
This is where their explainer video endpoint comes in. The API lets PeteXec crawl all their existing tech stocks, those dense PDFs, and instantly generate 60 to 90 second videos.
Wait, video? From just text?
Yep, full video. It generates a script, it synthesizes a voiceover, and it uses AI avatars. It even adds subtitles automatically.
So the kennel owner gets a video of a person literally showing them exactly what to do.
Instantly. And the source mentions a key stat here. These videos lead to fewer support tickets.
Well, that makes total sense. I'd much rather watch a one-minute video than read a wall of text.
And for PeteXec, that's the win. The user gets help right away from a video that might have been generated 5 minutes ago, and a human support agent never even gets involved. That agent can be busy helping a new client onboard to Ginger, the new platform.
It's interesting because the source also mentions custom branding.
Right. This isn't just like generic stock footage. You can bake the PeteXec logo right into the scene. You can match the background colors. So even though PeteXec is moving people to Ginger, the support content still feels like the brand they know and trust. It maintains that relationship.
It's keeping the lights on. But let's be honest, the goal here isn't just to keep them happy in the old house.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to get them to move into the new one.
Correct. This is the pivot.
So PeteXec wants these users to move over to Ginger. That's a sales job. But you can't just send some boring email saying, please switch.
Yeah.
Nobody reads that stuff.
No, that just creates friction. You have to convince them. You need to show them that the market has changed and that Gingery is the answer. And this is where the deep research endpoint becomes incredibly powerful.
Deep research.
Uh-huh.
It sounds a little ominous. How does that work? Is it just hallucinating reasons for them to switch?
No, and that's a crucial point. We've all seen AI just make stuff up, but the deep research agent is designed to browse the live web. It's looking at real sources, ft.com, sec.gov, reputable industry journals. It uses what they call multi-step reasoning.
So it's not just guessing the next word, it's actually building an argument.
Exactly. So imagine this workflow. PeteXec tells the API to research market trends in the pet care industry for 2025 and why cloud-based integration is critical for modern kennels.
Okay, so it goes out and reads the internet.
It reads the internet, filters out all the noise, and generates a comprehensive report that proves that modern solutions like Ginger are necessary for survival. It builds the business case for the switch using actual data.
But again, who reads a report? I'm busy running a kennel.
You don't send them the report. This is the audio revolution. You take that deep research and you feed it into the podcast endpoint. You use multi-speaker dynamics, two AI agents like us, having a conversation about those market trends.
So instead of a lecture, it's a show.
It's a show, an engaging audio episode that explains the benefits of the whole TogetherWorks pet care product group. Feels engaging. It's something you can listen to while you're walking the dogs.
That is. That's very clever. It turns a sales pitch into educational content. But there was one feature here that really stood out to me. Voice cloning.
Ah, yes. The CEO paradox.
It's a real problem. Your customers want to hear from the leader. They want that reassurance during a big transition. Hey, we're moving to Ginger. It's going to be great. But the CEO just does not have time to call every client or record a weekly podcast.
So the solution is cloning.
Walk me through this. How realistic is it?
It's getting pretty much indistinguishable from the real thing. The CEO records a few minutes of audio, just once, reading some generic script. The API analyzes the timbre, the cadence, the little pauses. It creates a perfect voice clone.
And then what?
Then the marketing team, or even just an automated script, can generate weekly updates to the PedExec pack in the CEO's actual voice.
Hey, pack, it's me. Here's why we're so excited about the new features over at Jinger.
Exactly that. It makes the whole migration feel really high touch and personal. It builds trust. But the CEO didn't spend a single second recording it. It's zero time cost for maximum emotional impact.
It's really about scaling presence, isn't it? Just being in 1,000 places at once.
It is. It's the ultimate efficiency hack. You maintain that human connection without the human limitation of time.
Okay, let's look outside the company for a second. We started this talking about content saturation. Part of that is just staying relevant on social media. Even if a PedExec isn't selling new accounts, they can't just go dark, can they?
No, absolutely not. Silence breeds distrust. If you stop posting on X or LinkedIn, people don't think, oh, they're focused on Jinger. They think, they went out of business. Is my data safe?
Right. You just look dead.
Exactly. You need a pulse. And this is where newsjacking and social intelligence come in.
I saw the API connects directly to X, what used to be Twitter and Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just publishing, it's listening.
It analyzes sentiment, images, context. It's constantly scanning the horizon for what people are talking about.
So give me a scenario. How does a pet software company that's basically in maintenance mode even use this?
Okay, so let's say there's a trending topic in the pet business community. Maybe a new kennel regulation drops in the UK, or there's a crypto crash affecting small business owners. That was actually an example in the source material.
Okay, so the API spots the trend. Hey, everyone is talking about Regulation X.
It detects that high interest. And then you have a reaction loop. The API doesn't just send an alert. It triggers a short, a 9.16 vertical video, or a podcast episode specifically addressing that topic.
How the new kennel regulation affects your PedExec account.
Precisely. And it creates this video for about 400 credits, so roughly €4. To do that manually would cost, what, $50 to $300 and take days? By then, the trend is over.
And it keeps the channel alive. The source calls it the faceless channel concept.
Right. You maintain brand authority. You keep engagement high. So when you finally do post that video saying, here's your exclusive offer to switch to Jinger, there's actually an audience there to see it. You haven't lost them to the algorithm.
That's a strategy I hadn't even thought of. Maintenance is marketing. It's defensive content.
It is, and it works globally. We shouldn't overlook the language aspect. PedExec calls itself cloud-based, which usually implies a global reach. But language barriers are a huge friction point.
Oh, absolutely. If I'm a Spanish-speaking kennel owner and all the migration documents are in English, I'm not switching. I'm just quitting.
Exactly. And normally, adding language support is a massive expense. You need translators, different support teams, but the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
So those English support videos we talked about earlier
can be instantly translated and resynthesized. You can take a PedExec tutorial, run it through the API, and get a Spanish or French video explanation out the other side. The avatars even lip-sync to the new language.
Wow. That ensures no client gets left behind during the transition, no matter where they are. That's huge for inclusion.
Precisely. And it's not just external. We should talk about internal growth for a second.
Oh, right. Because moving into the Jinger family means staff changes, too.
Mergers are messy. Systems change. Culture changes. Staff gets confused. The source suggests using the API for internal podcasts.
You mean like turning training manuals into audio?
Yeah, imagine turning the technical documentation for Jinger into a podcast series. Your staff can listen to it while they commute. They're learning the new system, understanding the Together Work compliance updates, all during their downtime.
It breaks down those information silos.
Yeah.
Instead of forcing everyone to read some 50-page PDF memo that, let's be honest, nobody opens, you give them a radio show.
And it aligns the whole team. Everyone hears the same message consistently, without management having to hold a dozen all-hands meetings. It's efficiency again.
Okay, I have to play devil's advocate for a second. This all sounds amazing, but it also sounds complicated. I'm picturing code, servers, developers in dark rooms. If I'm a marketing manager at a mid-sized company, is this actually accessible?
Yeah, that's a fair question. The source is very clear on this. While it is an API, it's built to be no-code friendly. It integrates with platforms like Make.com and Zapier.
You can just drag and drop everything.
You can build workflows visually. For example, you could set up a watch RSS trigger. So every time Jingro posts a product update on their blog, the system automatically grabs it, summarizes it, and posts a version to the Pete Exec blog or social feed.
Without a human ever touching it.
Zero touch. It's set it and forget it.
And that works with WordPress too.
Yep, there's a native WordPress plugin. It can inject the content, fill out all the SEO metadata, and embed the audio and video players directly.
So it really is an automated pipeline. You're building a machine that just runs itself.
It is. And looking forward, the expert in me sees an even bigger shift coming. The source talks about something called the agentic web.
Agentic web. Okay, that sounds like the next big buzzword. What does that mean?
It means the web is changing. It used to be humans reading content. Soon, it's going to be AI agents reading content to answer human questions.
Okay, explain that.
Right now, if you want to know how to export data from Pete Exec, you Google it, you find a blog post, you read it. In the agentic web, you'll just ask your AI assistant, how do I export my data? And the AI will go out, read the site, and tell you the answer.
Okay, so why does the API matter for that?
Because AIs prefer structured data. They like JSON files and clear FAQs way more than rambling blog posts. By using this API to output that structured data, Pete Exec ensures that when a user's AI asks a question, the answer it gets is accurate.
Because the AI can read the structured data better than just a random web page.
Exactly. If you don't structure your content for agents, you basically become invisible. And there's audio SEO too. Search engines are starting to index audio. By converting all their text to audio, Pete Exec makes sure they're visible in voice search, which is a huge and growing sector.
So if we zoom all the way out, we looked at Pete Exec. They aren't chasing new leads. They're just managing a legacy. But this tool, this auto content API, it really seems to be the bridge.
It is. I think the summary here is that auto content API isn't just a hype machine for viral growth. It's an infrastructure layer. It allows a business like Pete Exec to completely decouple content creation from human time constraints.
Whether you're growing, consolidating, or migrating.
Right. You're producing broadcast quality assets, podcasts, videos, deep research for cents on the dollar. That is a competitive advantage that goes way beyond just marketing. It's operational efficiency. It changes the entire economics of the business.
It's pretty incredible to think about. We usually associate automation with, you know, robots on an assembly line welding car parts, but this is an assembly line for ideas, for communication.
It is. And it's only going to get faster.
I want to leave you with a final thought, just something to mull over. We talked about voice cloning and the CEO. We talked about keeping relationships alive with code. If you could clone your voice and generate a daily update for your clients or your team based on the news they actually care about without ever opening a microphone, what would that do to your relationship with them?
Would it make you closer because you're in their ear every day? Or would it just become the new normal?
That is the big question. Thanks for diving in with us.
See you next time.